Renee Lundberg with Bay College is with us. How you doing, Renee?
I'm good, Jack. How are you?
Hey, alive and kicking. Can't complain. And if I did, nobody would listen anyway, right?
That's right.
Well, let's talk about this grant, this chainsaw safety program, which I know the MTEC, you guys have at Bay run similar programs for a long time. But talk a little about the importance of this, given where we live.
Yeah, this is really important. And one of the main things is because we have a lot of our road crews around the state of Michigan that are always working around power lines, whether they be above or below. And it's so important to, you know, teach the standard practice and those safety tools that we need to provide them with those tools for their safety, because the down power lines is a real issue around the state.
So how does this program work then?
Well, first it's a grant through Michigan's OSHA program. They award 20 grants. Over $870,000 was awarded. Bay College received $70,000. And we have had a professional arborist with us for a few years now. He provides training statewide. So he travels the entire state of Michigan to provide this training. It's grant training, so it is free. And anyone interested who is with a small to medium-sized business, and that includes municipalities, government entities, can contact us at Bay College, and we will be on site. You know, we will come to your place, and we will provide either a one-day or a two-day safety training. And that second day is the actual hands-on. So you will actually work with this arborist, and he will show you how to safely fell a tree and to cover all of the safe cutting practices, including PPE with the employees.
Is this something that they have to do occasionally to get certified or recertified in their profession?
Now, most professions don't require you to be chainsaw certified. However, it is in every employer's best interest if you are going to let an employee handle a sharp tool, especially a chainsaw, to definitely have the safety awareness training. It's definitely something that we've even have had long lifetime chainsaw operators say that this training is the best they've ever had, and they come away with something every single time. Because Dustin Brighton, he is our trainer, he's so qualified. He does travel actually the country in providing this type of training.
Okay, so how can someone get involved if they would like to take part in this program, Renee?
They can reach us at Bay College's Workforce Training Division at 906-217-4200, or they can email the division at workforcetraining@baycollege.edu.
Renee Lundberg is with Bay College and Workforce Development. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you, Jack. We appreciate you covering Bay College.